Hello, everyone, and welcome to Between the Sessions, coming to you from the Palm Beaches, Florida. Between the Sessions is a podcast for meetings industry professionals presented by the Palm Beaches, and I'm your host, Suzanne Boyd.
And I'm Kelly Cavers. Our mission is to inspire those in the business events industry with new and innovative ideas and discuss important developments impacting the meetings industry in the U.S. and globally. Today, we have Stephanie Bregman, the Vice President of Marketing at 4Ocean, a company based here in Palm Beach County dedicated to cleaning up the oceans across the world. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Thank you so much, guys, for having me. Happy to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and the organization.
Sure. I'll tell you a little bit about my background. My name is Stephanie Bregman. I have been in the D2C or direct-to-consumer marketing space for about over 20 years. And so I've been working with different brands across my career to help them figure out how to scale their marketing, as well as working with really amazing brands to help with storytelling. And I was able to get very lucky to have the opportunity to work for 4Ocean. They are an ocean cleanup company. Mission is first, always. And what I love about them is what differentiates them, I'll say, between them and other companies that have plastic offsets or other products that are in the sustainability space is our company does the work. We have the captains, we have crews and vessels, and we do as a company all the cleanup operations all over the world. And so when someone comes to us, whether it's on our website to purchase a bracelet, which is what we're most known for, our signature blue bracelet, every bracelet that we pull is made from the plastics recovered from the trash that we are able to pull from the ocean from our captains and crews. And then every bracelet purchase pulls an additional 5 pounds of plastic from the ocean. So we're super proud of that. And we have an incredible team in Bali, in Guatemala. I can't say enough about how dedicated our teams are. And also every single bracelet is handmade from artisans in Bali. And it's incredible to see the work they're able to do and provide the jobs and, you know, for these people in these countries that no longer can fish because of all the plastic that's there. And that's kind of how the company started. Our co-founder, CEO, Alex Schultz, he went on a surfing trip in Bali and he couldn't go out because it was just such a mess. There was just trash everywhere. And he was like, this is absolutely crazy for the tourism industry. How are people going to surf? How are people going to, you know, go out and enjoy the water? And he was with his friend and decided, I want to create a business where we can try to clean trash from the ocean and hire the captains and crews here who were very close to losing jobs because they were not able to fish anymore. They couldn't catch fish, hire them to clean up plastic instead. And it became just like this amazing, amazing journey for them. And they've seen such great success. And I couldn't be any prouder to work for them.
Yeah. If you see the video of what inspired and what started, it's very moving in and of itself. So it's a exciting organization.
It's good to be part of something that is just bigger than selling a product. It's really a mission-based company. It's always mission first. It's storytelling. It's showing all the amazing work that's being done every single day with almost, I think, over 34 million pounds of trash collected from the world's oceans. It's a pretty incredible feat, especially because they're collecting it from the ocean, so directly.
So Stephanie, sustainability and reducing plastic use is a big topic right now in the meetings industry. Why do you think it's important for meeting planners to factor in these environmentally sustainable initiatives into their meetings?
I feel like as people become more educated and see what's happening in the world and the younger generations, they're almost expecting it at this point. They're expecting companies to become more responsible and to really think about what they're doing. And we've seen a lot of, even in the news, a lot of bad press on businesses that have been greenwashing or are doing things that they're not telling people. And when it comes out, it looks awful. And I think companies are doing it, number one, to protect themselves, but also because they want to do the right thing and they know it's the right thing to do. And so that's what we've been seeing a lot in the industry. We have a lot of businesses that will reach out to us and say, you know what? We want to become plastic neutral, or we're selling a product and we can't do anything about the container that it's in because of the fact that there's these regulations. And so our job as 4Ocean is not just to, obviously, we on the consumer side, we sell our bracelets and other sustainable products. But we also work with businesses to try to help them figure out how they can offset some of the plastic that's really hard for them to get rid of, as well as educate them on what they can do to help swap out some of the things that they're currently using. And the problem is big, right? Like I look at it as, you know, I look at the ocean as like a bathtub, and we are taking a little spoon and we are scooping out plastic every single day. We need to stop the faucet. We need to turn it off. And part of that is really stopping it from the top and working with the businesses. Education is super important for us. And then just letting them know that like, we're here for them. Our job is to educate and help. And we have a lot of different ways that we can do that.
So I know here at Discover the Palm Beaches, we've partnered with you in many different ways. Share how you've partnered with, whether it's the meetings industry or hotels in the past to help them.
Yeah. So we've had hotels that have reached out to us for a couple different reasons. Some of them will reach out and say, hey, we're trying to do a better job. Can you help audit what we're currently doing and see how much we're using? And then we'll kind of work with them to figure that out and then figure out what do we need to do to help them make changes. And for what they can't do anything with yet, we help them offset them because it's a process and we know that it's a process and we'd rather get started. The other thing we've also done is we've worked with hotels that have also done such an amazing job with sustainability, and we have done events with them where we talk about sustainability. We provide our bracelets for gifts. We will provide education resources and so much more. We also have provided our four ocean containers so that people, when they are, especially if they're hotels that are on the beach, they have a way for people to get rid of the trash, because that's where so much of it is coming from, is people, especially for the hotels that are right there on the water. A lot of it is just kind of sweeping in from there. And it really is so, it's such a shame. And so whatever we can do to help them, educate them, and then celebrate their success, that's what we're here to do. We also obviously have provided some of our bracelets and everything into the gift shops of a lot of these hotels and rush, you know, and if there's other like gift shops, whether it's in the zoo, in the museums or in the zoo locations, we've done whatever we can to kind of spread awareness and try to really help and provide direction for these businesses.
Yeah. You know, we had a few years ago, which thank you, Four Oceans came and spoke at Global Meetings Industry Day, a day of advocacy and education. I think one of the greatest things that we're able to do for our community and for planners was to listen to what you're doing and to inspire others. And so at that event, it was really neat because we had some meeting and event planners that at their next event here in the Palm Beaches, they passed out and they handed out as an amenity your sustainable cutlery, your bamboo cutlery. And so they asked them to take that to their meal functions. And then they got to take it home and tell the story.
That's wonderful. Yeah, we have our lot on our website. We also have our sustainable swaps, and the cutlery is a perfect example of that. We also have something called our final straw, which is basically a collapsible travel straw. We were trying really hard to get the industry, specifically our hotels, to stop carrying plastic straws. I wouldn't say that Fortune is against plastic, because there's certain uses where we see plastic as necessary, but single use plastic is probably one of the biggest issues that we're finding. If I can tell you how many plastic straws are being used across the world every second, it's really crazy. And we actually created a bracelet to talk about that story, our last straw bracelet. But that's why we created a product like that. So hopefully say, look, if you can't get rid of it, if you need to use a straw for any reason, carry this with you. It's collapsible. You can put it in your pocket, take it with you. Or paper straws. We've seen a lot of that happening as well. We've even done things like biodegradable sponges or biodegradable bags. We're really trying not only offer products that we sell, but we're also working with local businesses that are in our area to help them figure out what, you know, and promote their products on our website as brands that we know and we trust. And I can even see in a world where Four Ocean can really work with the hotels and companies in the local area and really talk about how amazing they're doing and put their name behind us, because we want to support the local businesses that are doing the right thing. We have a large social following, almost 10 million followers. And it's just, we have incredible reach. And we just want to show how proud we are of the work that a lot of the hotels and meeting spaces have done a great job in the Palm Beaches.
So are there any like out of the box things that hotels or the tourism industry is doing that you're seeing that's really fitting into these sustainable practices that, you know, I mean, you know, replacing plastic straws or, you know, stopping the use of single use plastics, but what are some out of the box things that people are doing or that event planners are doing?
Well, I would say a lot of them are kind of like going back to digital invitations communications. I think like back in the meeting industry, it was almost like digital was more of like the, it was not the way to do it. You want to look, you know, have your nice, beautiful invitations. I think that's a really good one. That's something that's super simple to kind of initiate. I also really love, from a standpoint of just sustainability in general, is just when there are hotels that will offer like transportation resources that are as close as possible, because obviously carbon emissions are also another issue. And we're doing everything we can, not just to offer our opportunity to pull plastic, but we've also this year planted corals. So we're working with a coral restoration group to plant corals. And we're also working with another local group, Mang, to help plant mangroves as well, and creating a partnership with them. And they're also in like the West Palm area. So I think it's just really important to find ways of telling unique stories with our partners and then really celebrate that. So I would say that there's lots of different ways: energy efficiency, sustainable transportation, figure out ways to reduce carbon emissions, which also hurts our oceans, and just education, providing educational materials for people who are coming into their, you know, to stay in their locations and talking about, you know, shutting water off, how much water is being used, you know, when you're brushing your teeth, and, you know, whatever educational resources you can provide and show that you're offsetting the plastic. I've seen hotels that will have, instead of the plastic soap, they would have like soap bars. We work with a bunch of really cool companies that don't have the plastic containers anymore. It's just like these soap bars that are really neat. So there's just so many unique ways of really thinking through like all the products that are in your meeting space, all the products within your hotels and your destinations. What could you possibly swap out for something else that could really benefit and make you more sustainable, and then have the ability to use the 4Ocean logo as a partner to really showcase the work that you've done?
Yeah. You know, I think it's really interesting. We like to say here in the Palm Beaches that we want the meeting to be not just memorable, but meaningful. And I think a lot of times when you see that 4Ocean logo, it's not just swapping out the cutlery. Mm-hmm. The cutlery that you're using is also pulling out all this plastic out of the oceans, right? It's twofold and things like that. And so when we try to create these meaningful experiences or events, we've leaned into you to say, okay, what products do you have and how do we create an experience around it? So whether it's, you know, going out to our rivers or beaches and cleaning up the plastic with your, you know, your bags and the tools and the products that you have. Are there any new products that are coming into your lineup that you have? Because I've slowly seen it expand over the years, that you could share with us that might give us inspiration for different events.
Yeah, I would say what I'm seeing a lot of is, well, a couple of things. At our core, we are, you know, we carry our 4Ocean bracelet. We are not an expert at every single product, but what we do have is our base. And so we've been doing a lot of outreach to other companies that are doing some incredible things. And so you'll see that we've been working with, our website's built through Shopify and Shopify Collective. And so we are able to work with other local companies that have incredible products that would allow hotels, meeting spaces to get products that they may need. It could be, like I said, like the bar soap. It could be sponges that are biodegradable. It could be, they look like plastic bags, but they are biodegradable bags. They could be paper bags. There's just a lot of options that are out there. And what we're trying to do is get them out as quickly as possible to see what our customers really like, what they enjoy. And if it's something that we want to carry, eventually we'll probably carry it. One of the really cool products that we have that's going out there is sunscreen. It is launching formally in March. It's been soft launched on our website now. It's actually like one of the most reef-safe sunscreens that's out there. It's the first one that came out. A lot of sunscreens will say like reef-safe. Ours technically is scientifically proven to be reef-safe and the first that has been announced that way. It was a partnership that we had done with another group, and it's just incredible. And so basically it's like a sunscreen bomb that we are using. A lot of the hotels are loving it because they're selling it in their shops as well. But it kind of points home to the message that trash is definitely in the ocean, but there's so many other chemicals that come out from sunscreen that affects our oceans and our fish and all the other living creatures within the ocean. And so coral reef system is extremely impacted by that. And so we are like beyond excited to have this product launch, and especially right before the summer starts. And just wanted to kind of throw that out there as a really cool, new, up-and-coming product that's off of our typical line.
Yeah, I think it's really easy, even when you just want to go to the beach and enjoy a nice day in the afternoon, it can have meaning behind it, whether it's the chairs that you have to the sunscreen that you're using.
And the towels.
And the towels.
Yeah. I mean, and the chemical pollution from sunscreen contributes to coral bleaching in our oceans. And it's 100% mineral-based sunscreen balm. It's, again, scientifically formulated for safe for humans, obviously, and coral reefs. So we're really excited about it. It's a favorite already among divers and ocean conservationists and obviously the 4Ocean crew who's going out there cleaning every single day. What I'm hearing is that, you know, it's non-greasy. It applies sheer. So people really love it. And it's water resistant up to 80 minutes. So it's very nice that we're getting into a space and really understanding that there's other things that are contributing to the problem too.
What are you seeing in addition to things like this really safe sunscreen for our reefs? What are some of the other things that you're seeing regarding the future of sustainability in the tourism industry and the meetings industry?
Sure. I would say there's just a big drive to significantly just reduce, you know, waste and just pollution in general, because I think that what's happening is it's not just the consumers, but I think employees, engagement, morale, like employees, they want to work for a company that highlights sustainability, prioritizes sustainability, and really contributes to a positive social and environmental change. So I would just say in general, that's what we're seeing here. Obviously, there's some regions and areas that have like legal and regulatory compliance. We're seeing some of that coming into play. And then just really a positive brand image. I think that's like the biggest thing that we're seeing. There's a lot of other industries that kind of touch that market, like even in the fashion space with t-shirts and things like that, like fast fashion, like everyone's trying to get away from that and really provide products that could be reused, recycled. And so it's really important for us to make sure that as these products start to come out, that we really look into them and then allow our customers to figure out whether or not they're a good company to work with so that we can work with our businesses to give them alternatives for the meeting spaces. But I would really just say it's just a lot of people now are really just trying to select a venue that prioritizes sustainability practices, such as like LEED certified buildings, eco-friendly hotels, venues with like renewable energy sources, or locations that have accessible public transportation to reduce carbon emissions. So I would just say it's becoming more and more ingrained in our culture, especially with hearing what we hear on the news. They want to be able to travel, but they want to be able to travel and do it sustainably. So I think that's really important for us as well. So on the plastic side, there's one thing. Another thing I think that's really cool too, there was another technology that we were using recently from another company that allowed us to go in behind the hotels. Think of it like a Roomba for the ocean, and would actually allow us to clean out areas behind like the docks of the hotels. There's so many cool things like that I've seen. It's called like the serial cleaners. You can see them on our website under our ocean technology section, but that I think there's like three of them. There's like a Pixie drone, Collect Thor, and a B-bot. And they're like little cleaning robots that sift through the beach sand to recover plastic and debris without harming any, obviously, the coastal ecosystems. And some of them are like more of a skimmer. They go, you know, they skim right around like the little docks behind the hotels. And then also there's like a fully autonomous, like electric aquatic kind of drone, I call it, which collects floating debris. So we've also talked to a lot of companies. Some people want to adopt that technology. And it's really cool. I mean, it's neat what we're seeing on the technology space. There are times where we are out on the water and we'll see people in the back of the hotel that work there. And they're like, hey, somebody dropped something. Can you help us get it? So we see there's definitely a need for this kind of thing. And we always are finding things right in the back areas of the hotels when we're out there doing our cleanups, just because of human nature of just plastic going out from people sitting and eating in the back of the hotels. But yeah, I just think the technology side is really cool and giving hotel operators an opportunity to have some kind of technology to help clean up the back of the area. So if anybody does have a question about where they can get it, please feel free to go to the 4Ocean site to our technology section. It's a really cool, cool device. So.
Wow, you really inspired me to think differently. And just to ask the question to you, what type of organization are you as you're talking about the technology, how do you have product?
Yeah. So technically 4Ocean is considered a B Corp. There's some really exciting things that will probably be announced very soon as we continue to expand. But we are a B Corp. And what that means is that we are designed, our business model is designed to fund our daily cleanups, to create full-time jobs for people impacted by plastic pollution and inspire action. And so we are held at a very high standard to make sure that we are green, we're Green Circle certified, which makes it really it pushes us to really hit our mission as much as possible for our consumers. We're verified climate neutral as a business. And also we have our certified B Corp Better Business Bureau accreditation. And we're also 1% for the planet as well.
Very cool.
So Stephanie, have you had an opportunity? I know you've been with 4Ocean, you said about a year and a half. Have you had an opportunity to do a lot of like meeting events or conferences or any of that? Part of our final question for Between the Sessions is asking about your favorite Between the Sessions memory or activity or experience. Do you have anything maybe that 4Ocean has put on or that you've been involved in that really stands out to you?
Yeah, I mean, we've done a lot of different types of events. We do Surf Expo every year, which is a big event we work on because we also are located in a lot of retail stores. And so Surf Expo is a really funny one because one of the things that we do obviously is we sponsor the little like, you know, the trash receptacles throughout. And then we also are like a main sponsor for that area. And one year we decided that we were going to give out our cups. We have these like they're cups that are reusable cups. And we decided to host an event at our booth for people to get cups and drinks. And we had like a whole like line out the door. It almost became like this big party. And I'm like, this is so cool. People are so excited about getting free cups. I thought that was super fun. And every time I go to these types of events, I'm like, what can we do that's cool and fun to get people to see what we're doing and the awesome things that we have. But I would also say some of the other really cool events that we have done in Florida are ones where they're like, they're outside events where, you know, we're giving out hats and shirts and all of a sudden you just see like the sea of blue of 4Ocean just walking all around. And as a marketing person, I'm like, oh, look at all this free advertisement. But like, it shows you that like, there are a lot of companies who give out free merch, but our followers and they just absolutely love what we stand for. And it's just so excited to see the passion coming from all the people that are just stoked about what we're doing and the change that they're able to make. It's incredible. So
yeah, when we host events at industry functions, maybe it's a breakfast or a lunch, we always, you know, when we go into the hotel, we'll bring the 4Ocean cup and the cutlery and everything. And it just lends itself to wonderful conversation and meaningful memories.
Yeah. I mean, we always say like nudge, don't judge. And so the one thing I will say is if you are out there trying to figure out your sustainability journey, it has to start somewhere. Nothing is perfect. Don't expect perfection immediately, but it's the little steps along the way that get you to where you need to go. And we're always here to help, help you discover like what's the best way of taking that first step.
Perfect. So at the end of every podcast, we like to talk about swag, which is the stuff everyone gets. And so since we're on a podcast, we can't really physically give anything here, but we like to give a piece of advice or tip that you want to share with listeners. I think you've given us a lot, but yeah. Do you have any more?
So I would say embrace social media because there is no, when it comes to like the bit on the business end, because for me, a lot of times people, they want to be able to talk about what they're doing and they're so excited about it. And instead of just sending them more bracelets, let's help them offset plastic directly or from a business perspective and, you know, give them some kind of, something that they can share. Like we're in a very different art environment right now where virality is like created based off of really unique circumstances and ideas. And so for me, you know, creating a community and figuring out ways to make your destination viral is so important. I work with I've had really amazing conversations with somebody from the Palm Beaches recently, and they talked about how their social media has just taken off because they're just going out and they're meeting different businesses, they're meeting different companies, and they're getting incredible content and sharing that content in the unique ways that people are digesting that content. And so I've been super impressed with her, but I just want to like let everybody know you just have to start somewhere. The one person that I've talked to a lot, I think they have the largest social media following of like any of for the Palm, you know, in the Palm Beaches. And I'm so proud of them. And I just want to say like there is, it takes one step to really spread the word about all the amazing things that you're doing. And I wish everybody good luck. And there's definitely a sustainable way of spreading the word.
Thank you.
Awesome. Well, Stephanie Bregman with 4Ocean, the Vice President of Marketing. How can people get in touch with you if they want to reach out to you directly?
Sure. You can find me on LinkedIn. I usually respond to people pretty quickly, so feel free to connect with me there. And I can always message you through the platform.
Awesome. All right, Stephanie, thank you so much for joining us. And Between the Sessions is part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Thank you all for listening. And make sure to join us on LinkedIn as well at The Palm Beaches or on our website, thepalmbeaches.com/meetings. Also, we'd love it if you would subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. You've been listening to an episode of Between the Sessions.